You're listening to the New City Church podcast. These episodes are recorded live on Gadigal land. Sometimes the audio quality might not be perfect because what you're listening to is a conversation. We don't edit out the chatter, and we think that's what makes it authentic. Wherever you're tuning in from, we hope you find this episode encouraging.
Hello. For those who haven't met me before, my name is Raven and I use they, she pronouns. This week we're having a bit of a breath between different things, and so, quite appropriately, in that breath we're turning our focus to the season of creation. Now, you might have heard that phrase before, or you might not. You might not be sure of what it means, so let's take a quick moment to explain that. Season of creation, as the name suggests, is about creation. It's a time of the year that is set aside by many churches to focus on our world around us, how we can care about it, both being grateful for what has been made, but also recognizing the work that needs to happen because of how we've messed things up. And that season is right now. It actually goes from the 1st of September through to the 4th of October. I'm going to be utilizing some resources and content that have been supplied by Common Grace, an organization that we've partnered with for these sorts of things a number of times before. And I'd recommend looking them up later if you want to learn more about this. The theme for this year is Let Justice and Peace Flow. It comes from the verse Amos 5:24, which says, "But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream." It's part of a larger passage where Amos the prophet is speaking these words from God to the people of Israel. They've spent a long time doing things just for themselves and just for show, rather than actually doing the things that matter. They've been doing things to check boxes and look good and haven't actually done what's really important. Sometimes that can be true for us when we're talking about country and climate, caring about those. We check the boxes or we talk about the right things, but don't actually take action that makes an impact. We don't make a change. We don't fulfill that responsibility to care for this world that we live in, that we are a part of. Creation groans from the ways that we have hurt her, plundered her, used her. She cannot have peace. And so she cries for justice. In our journey towards this, I think we have a few key steps that I want to walk us through together. I think the first step that we need to take when we're talking about restoring and healing creation is listening. Listening to the land, watching the land, learning what she can tell us. What she can tell us about what she needs, about how she works, about how to care for her. When was the last time that you sat in nature and just listened? See which different bird calls you can hear, or what animals you see, or what flowers are blooming. Use all your senses that God has given to you. On that note, take some time to reflect on what things about this land and this country perhaps bring joy to you. The next step is understanding. We've listened to the land, but what does it all mean? We've only been here for a short amount of time, so we really haven't learned how to listen to this land properly, to know its ways. But there are many that have, from many different clans and nations who still pass that knowledge down to First Nations people that are alive today. We need to learn from First Nations people how to care for the land, as they have done so for so many generations. A well-known example these days is what is commonly known as cultural burning, where you do a slow burn to help get rid of leaf litter that builds up on the ground to prevent big fires from happening. And fire is also part of the life cycle of some of our native plants, like the alpine ash and the eucalypts. Another example are the Budgebim eel trips in southwestern Victoria, where there are literally a series of dams, weirs, and canals carved into the rock that mapped the ebb and flow of the tide and allowed the Gunditj Mara people to catch enough eel and fish to sustain them throughout the year, but still leaving plenty to maintain the population. We need to learn from the people that have been here for thousands of years, caring for this land in sustainable ways. The next step is remembering. Remembering what has been lost, what we have done to our land. hearing the grieving that the land is doing from her scars and hurt. I want to play a song that very much speaks to this point. It's by Resound Worship from an album called Doxicology. This particular song was written by Kiko Ying. I recommend you can find that online easily by looking up Resound Worship Doxicology. And the song name is Hear the Song of Our Lament. It's quite a haunting song. At this point, again, take some time to reflect. What is something that you grieve about this land, or that makes you grieve when you think about how we have used this land and the impact that we have had on the world around us? The final step is acting, because without action, all we've done is made ourselves feel a bit bad and grown our own knowledge. But we are called upon to make a change, to bring justice and peace. And there are many different ways we can do this at many different levels, from making changes in our own lives, to being part of a community making a change, to calling for change from organizations or governments. Again, take a moment to think about things that you're doing or have done to help care for this land, or perhaps think about things that you would like to do or could do. We listen to the land. We understand how generations have cared for her before. We remember what we have done, and we commit to acting to bring change. This, I think, is a path towards bringing justice and peace for creation, the creation that God has made, that we are a part of. When creation groans and hurts, so do we. And when we work to heal creation, we also, in many ways, bring healing to ourselves. As part of creation, as people who follow Jesus, as people who love justice and life and restoration, we cannot ignore this. We cannot just sit by idly as creation groans around us. I'd like to finish by reading a prayer called Jubilee for the Earth. That was written by Monique Hughes, one of the people that works at Common Grace. Heavenly Father, Creator God, we thank and praise you for your good gift of creation, for your rivers, mountains, soils, skies, and seas that sustain life, bring joy, and heal. We marvel at the diversity and wondrous complexity of life that you have called by name, the beauty of relationship between all you have made, designed to live and flourish together. We thank you, God, for calling us into relationship with you, commissioned to care for your good creation, to nurture, protect, and join with all creation in singing your praise. We ask your forgiveness, Lord, for our failure to love your creation as you do, for our complicit actions and complacent hearts that have chosen profit over protection, for our desire for comfort over concern and compassion for others, for our refusal to heed the warnings given to us over and over again, for our failure to acknowledge our total dependence on you, Lord. In a warming world, witness to floods, droughts, heat waves, and fires, we cry out, God. We seek your holy wisdom of a jubilee for the earth, for rest and renewal of the relationship between us and all your creation, for your land to be healed, balance returned, and the precious diversity of your creation sustained. Lord, we ask you for courage to take up our cross and follow you. We pray that we would not be overcome by a spirit of despair, that we would not grow weary or feel overwhelmed by the work ahead. Instead, God, we ask you to awaken your church with a spirit of hope, a spirit of courage, and a spirit of love. We pray you would embolden us to speak out for justice for our vulnerable neighbors, our children, future generations, and all your creation. Now, to you who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to your power that is at work within us, to you be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.